Hey, man, as we talk about the Falcons, I want you to hear a little bit of Abe, who was filling in for the Steakhouse, with Younghoe Koo, Mike. And I said this, pressure's on Koo. We talk about this team. We missed more field goals than anybody last year. I know he was injured. And by the way, Raheem Moore said that he expects Koo to make a bounce back. He believes in him. And, you know, he didn't linger on the injury yesterday, Mike, but he was like, look, we believe in him and we think he's going to be fine as far as getting back to the Younghoe Koo that we expected. But I want you to hear a little bit of the conversation with Koo, because I think coming into camp, and we've not spent a lot of time yet on this because there are just more pressing things, but I do think there is pressure on him to show us.
Right.
Speaking of preseason, right, that he can knock down some field goals and we get the confidence back.
And they brought a guy. No, I don't know how accurate Krieg is going to be, but Lenny Krieg, who they brought in from a league in Germany.
He's got a leg, though, doesn't
he? Big boot. He's got some stuff on YouTube where he's hitting some monster kicks, and he's a bigger physical guy. But, I mean, there's no margin for error. The NFL, everything's a one-possession game. Practically, you can't have Koo doing what he did last year.
No doubt. Here is Abe Gordon, guys, again, filling in on the Steakhouse, talking with Younghoe Koo.
I did a lot of, like, asking questions to the veterans that have kicked in the NFL for a long time of what their routines are as far as off-season goes and in-season goes. And it's I realize everybody's different. And for me, I like to build my body up in the weight room as a strength and conditioning block. So I do that for about 2-3 months and then get it back into kicking around, like, March, April.
Now, you're coming off of a year, you had a hip injury, and things didn't go the way anyone had wanted. Is that fully in the rearview mirror? Are you feeling back to 100% right now?
Yeah, I feel great. I don't think I felt better going to a training camp yet. And not to sugarcoat anything, it was the worst season of my life, and that's, not that it's okay, but you got to put it past you and then move on. Just like if you had a great season, make the Pro Bowl, it doesn't matter. It's the next season up. And if you have a bad season, cool, next season's coming up, you got to get ready and go. So I try to stay in that neutral spot mentally so that, you're not too up or down and you just put the work in, get back to your process, and try to be the best version of yourself.
Yeah, I think you were a Pro Bowler. I think it was back in 2020. How much does a year like last year help you reset mentally your career and kind of maybe find hunger and find drive to work back towards perfection, which you had gotten pretty close to finding?
Yeah, it was, obviously, that was a great season in 2020, and then not so good season last year. Cool, I know what I'm capable of. I'm excited to get back out there and put the work in and being, the best in the league, which I know I'm capable of. So I'm just going to put the work in and see what happens.
It is Atlanta Falcons kicker Younghoe Koo joining us here at Atlanta Falcons training camp. What's it like having the fans back? Last year, obviously, the construction halted that, but they're out there, and they were popping and energy and feeling it today.
Yeah, it was a good turnout. I think, you feel the energy of excitement from the fans, and which definitely helps, us just practicing, ourselves, and then having fans or, at the stadium or whatever, it's definitely different. So we're definitely appreciative of the support. It does make a difference, and we feel the energy, and we're just only going to feed off of that.
You set a career long last year in a make. What do you think your legs got? Maybe not right now, but just ultimately as you build up towards the season, what sort of additional distance do you think you might have?
I don't think there's really additional distance of anything. They're going to put me out there for whatever. I'm going to try to make it. I know that.
We are coming into this year. A lot of people are viewing it as a competition at the kicker spot. How are you handling that from the mental perspective? And then has anything changed for you in training camp because of that?
No, not necessarily, because I was on the other side of the competition where I was a rookie going in trying to win a job. I understand how this goes. There are only 32 jobs in this world, really. So whether physically somebody's in here with you or not, you're always competing. You're always getting evaluated. So every day I go out there, I know that I have to put my best foot forward because you are getting evaluated by the coaches upstairs and everybody because it is only 32 jobs. So right now, yeah, we have a physical guy in here that is a competition. But at the same time, nobody's here, I'm also always competing. So as far as that goes, mindset doesn't really change. I know I'm going to go out there and try to be the best version of myself, and that's the end of that.
I know it's always going to be tough to do in the middle parts of your career, but have you had a chance to kind of think back about how you got to this point with the Atlanta Falcons? Kind of when you come out of college and you have to take a year off and you go through the AAF, it's such a unique path to becoming one of the best kickers in the NFL. Is that something you had a chance to look back on at all?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely been a journey, but I'm not the first one to go through that kind of journey or the last. I'm just blessed that I'm in this position to be able to still live out my dream and compete and, you know, physically put the work in to be the best in the league. I mean, that's, you know, nowhere else I could, you know, dream myself being. And I'm just grateful for the opportunities that has gotten to me along the way. I'll reflect it when I'm done playing. I know that it's been a journey, but I think it's just getting started for me.
Just a couple more questions here. Young Weku, Atlanta Falcons kicker, out at Atlanta Falcons training camp. When you go back, and I told you before we started, I'm kind of like the – I'm not an aficionado, but like for radio people, I'm an aficionado. When you go back and look at the progression of your run-up and your technique, there has been some changes over the past 4 or 5 years. What went into that, and what are you searching for as you adjust your lineup?
So outside looking in, it might be like really different, but – for there's a reason for everything that I do. It's not just like, all right, like I'm just gonna do it because I feel like it. It's at the end of the day, it's like, all right, what distance I want to be at from the ball, simplest term. And with whether that's taking two steps or one small, one big, whatever it is, I'm just trying to make it as consistent start point as possible. And for me, that was kind of the things that I have picked up along the way last few years. But as far as like leaning to my feel just a little bit, it's a balance of like that structure foundation of the, you know, consistency and then adding your feel to it so you can kind of own that and feel good when you're standing there. I think I was kind of balancing that, and a couple things kind of made me do some inconsistent things, and I really dove deep into it, and I feel good where I'm at. It's kind of a, you know, like what I was doing way back, and then obviously you're going to evolve as you kick more and, you know, just finding ways to be more consistent.
Did he just say that he was not an aficionado?
I'm not an aficionado, but like for radio people, I'm an aficionado.
All right. I heard the tail end of it, and I literally, I didn't even hear Young Weku's answer. I'm screaming on the back, on the talk back to Day Day. What did Abe just say?
I'm not an aficionado, but like for radio people, I'm an aficionado.
I'm not an aficionado, but for radio people, I'm an aficionado.
What the?
What is that? I mean, what does that even mean?
I don't know.
I'm not an aficionado, but like for radio people, I'm an aficionado.
But for radio people.
I mean, so he's not an aficionado, but by radio people standards, he's an aficionado?
What is he an aficionado? Aficionado.
So I think what, so, because I was listening on the way in and was dying laughing when I heard it.
What is
he was saying? He was saying he wasn't an aficionado when he was referring to whatever kicking question. So when it comes to kicking, he's not an aficionado, but for radio.
But for radio people.
So amongst
I'm not
us.
An aficionado, but like for radio people, I'm an aficionado.
Because Abe, if you don't know, is basically an expert of everything.
Let me tell you about myself before I ask this question. No,
he's not exactly a jack of all trades. He's more like a nine of all trades. But yeah, he does say and presume to know something about everything. And because he does play soccer and kicks.
You know, I'm not an expert, but I'm going to tell you about me first before I ask this.
I thought he might mean he's a kicking aficionado because he knows how to kick objects, whether they're oblong or round.
Oblong.
I'm not an aficionado, but like for radio people, I'm an aficionado.
It's the best. That is the best. Keep that on. That is the best. I had no idea he was going to go there. You know, it's literally interviews going great. Young Way is like being humble and honest, forthcoming. Let me tell you about me, Young Way.
I'm not an aficionado, but like for radio people, I'm an aficionado.
It's unbelievable.
Now, again, if you've listened to our station over the years, most of you have gotten to know Abe. If not, you know, we're telling you about Abe.
He's great.
But, oh, my God, that's gold. That's radio gold.
Unbelievable. I, all right.
My status is on Carnival Cruises.
Yes.
He's an aficionado on running. He's an aficionado on horseshoes. He's an aficionado on
Cruises? Yes, Carnival Cruises.
Jump in here, Oren. What else do you think that Abe has self-described as an aficionado?
Trivia.
Trivia.
Oh, that's true. Trivia. You're right about that.
European and American history.
He's an aficionado at random European or just random sports in general.
No. Like team handball.
Knows. Yeah, team handball.
All those things.
Yep. All those sports that you hear about or you see on the Ocho.
He knows. He's like the Steven Root character in Dodgeball. Well, of course, I get it in Not Traditional Sports Weekly.
Hey, that's a subscription.
You see it on ESPN 8, the Ocho.
It's a subscription.